The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
When I started doing this programme back in 2003 full-time, remember one of the big stories in the early years that we used to cover was the amount of people who couldn't afford to find somewhere to buy to live in our major cities and who have been forced to buy accommodation further and further away from their job or where they had grown up. At urban sprawl, so that Dublin people were living as far away as Westmeath, obviously in Meath, up into Louth, down into Kildare, Wicklow, Wexford, and having lengthy commutes. And the same happening in Cork as well, people living perhaps an hour away from their place of work because that was all they could afford. Now, we thought that had stopped largely with the bursting of the Celtic Tiger bubble, but it seems that this problem is back. A major new report from the Banking and Payments Federation Ireland says that a large share of new first-time mortgages for homes that they're seeing issued by the banks are now for the so-called commuter belt. Again, Louth, Meath, Kildare and Wicklow. About 41% of new loans. Let's start with Barry MacDonald from Real Estate Alliance. What do you make of that assessment?
Good evening, Matt. Our agents, located certainly in Dublin and the surrounding counties, are seeing this. And I mentioned the Dublin agents because they're seeing it with people coming back. And also we're seeing it with an awful lot of people looking to move out. And it's not a good situation, needless to say. It has its negativities for the individuals themselves because they're spending so long commuting, sitting in cars, which is no good for their well-being. It's no good for our road networks or for our environment or for the economy generally. And it's all down to really, you know, this scenario I'm sure is happening in many major European cities where as the economy progresses, values increase and people then from an affordability need to look out. But where it's most difficult in Dublin in particular is just because the infrastructure isn't in place in these commuter belt areas. You know, if you go on to any, you know, community Facebook page in these commuter towns, you won't be long finding negative comments about the poor school infrastructure, the poor transportation in these areas.
Stay with us, Barry. I want to play a little bit of something we recorded just before we came to air. One of our own staff members, Carrie O'Mahony, here in Today FM, who has this experience. I started by asking her where it is that she lives and commutes from.
So I come from Naas every day. Me and my husband travelling together every day.
At what time?
We usually try and leave the house before 7:30. After 7:30, then I just know my day is going to be very stressful.
Okay, if you leave before 7:30, what time do you get to Dublin by?
Hopefully by 9, but usually maybe 10 past.
That's from Naas. So you're talking about, okay, you can enjoy listening to Ian Dempsey on the way in. And that's a great bargain if you are coming in. But when you moved to Naas, did you think that you would be spending an hour and a half in traffic every morning coming in?
I had a kind of an idea. Grew up in Kildare myself, so I'm kind of used to commuting. My husband is from Dublin. But we were coming from Wicklow beforehand, so our commute was quite long anyways. We were out as far as Ashford. So I thought my commute would be a little bit better when we moved to Naas, but it's not that much better.
Okay, and then what about going back? What time do you leave to get back to Naas?
I usually hang on for my husband. So we usually leave at about 6:30 to get home. I'm then usually, in the evenings if I leave at 6:30, I'm usually home by about 7:45.
It's a long day away from home. You're talking about over 13 hours away from your home.
Yeah, it's a long day. I'm always tired. Always complaining about how tired I am, but it's just part of life and get on with it.
Just get on with it. Now, is the decision to live outside Dublin one taken for financial reasons?
Absolutely. We definitely couldn't afford to buy a house in Dublin. We rented up here before up in Island Bridge a few years ago. And when we got married, we were very lucky in that Alan's grandmother let us live in her house in Wicklow while we saved for a mortgage. So we were so appreciative of that. We definitely wouldn't have been able to buy a house if it wasn't for her. But yeah, we wouldn't have been able to buy a house in Dublin. So our only option was Naas.
Okay, but what about the costs of the commute? Because do you have one or two cars?
One car, we travel together. I drive, he's learning. So hopefully he'll drive by the end of this year. But yeah, so we travel together every day, which is good because it's more cost effective to come and go together. And, you know, we split those costs between us. So it's great. But yeah, it's expensive enough to fuel a car and pay for parking. You know, I understand there is an option to take a bus as well, but the commute is just as long, really. It doesn't save any time. And at least if I'm driving, I have a little bit more peace, you know.
Have you tried the public transport option?
Yeah, we've done it. We've done the train. which just it's too long of a day because we have to, we don't live near the train station, so we have to drive. We have to try and find parking then, which it's a small village in Salins, so there isn't much parking. And then we would, yeah, we would travel in together, but then I've, you know, it just doesn't work for
Carrie, us. Carrie, that sounds like you're looking for the least worst option.
Yeah, that's what it is. It is. It's really just about what makes our lives a little bit easier.
Carrie O'Mahony, thank you for joining us. Okay, I recorded that a little bit earlier. As some messages coming in from listeners. A new house in Kilcool is 380 to 400,000 euro for a 3-bed, 2-bath. Same house in Dublin, example, Rochestown Avenue, Dunleary, 660,000 euro. That's some difference. Another one says, my commute costs me 1,000 euro per month in diesel and car servicing. That's one hell of a commute. Where we're getting examples, I commute from Offaly to East Point in Dublin. I leave at 6 a.m. and I arrive at 9. 3-hour commute again on the way home. With the farmer's blockage recently, it added another hour. How can you spend that amount of time in your car every day going to and from work? Okay, we have a number of guests with us. We'll go to Edgar Morgenroth in a second. But Barry MacDonald, if people decide to move out into the country and then can't hack it because of the length of their commute, how difficult are they finding it to move back to Dublin?
Very difficult. You know, we, the REA Group, carry out a survey of house values every quarter, and our most recent survey has found that the average 3-bed semi-mat in Dublin City is coming in at €428,000. And I'm not talking about a 5-bed detached overlooking the sea. I'm talking about an average 3-bed semi. And if you compare that to the commuter counties, the average out there is coming in at €246,000 according to our survey. So it's a massive differential. So, like, I practice myself as an estate agent, and I'm located in Lucan, which is, as many of your listeners will know, it's kind of a well-established suburban community. And every week, myself or some of my colleagues here in the office will meet somebody looking at a property with us that are aiming to come back. And, you know, regularly we chat to them about their reasons for it. And like that piece there and some of your listeners, it's increasing commuting costs. But also they're just fed up with the driving. And also a big one that we're hearing from people is they want to get closer back to their own community with regards to their extended family and the support that give, maybe with childcare and other issues like that.
Yeah, childcare is a major issue, because what if you have to get back to collect children from the creche or from school or whatever? Another listener says, I come from Mullingar to work in Dublin 1. I leave at 5:30 in the morning. I go back at 7:15 in the evening, Monday to Friday, all because a 2-bedroom apartment in Mullingar costs me €850, but it would be €2,200 in Dublin. Edgar Morgenroth is with us, Professor of Economics at DCU Business School, previously with the ESRI. And Edgar, I know you're not going to say I told you so, but you did predict that this problem was looming for Ireland, didn't you?
I'm afraid so. And is, of course, as you mentioned at the very start of the programme, it's not new. During the boom, we had exactly the same thing. People got priced out of the market. Now you've got the additional issue that you've got the prudential rules from the central bank that are binding constraints for people, and the very high prices. And there's a good reason for these rules, and I'm not against them at all, but they do pose a constraint. And the really high prices in Dublin mean that for a very large proportion of households, the Dublin market is actually not a possible market. You can't buy at all. And in fact, they're even at this stage, there are some of the lower income groups, no place in Ireland is actually a place where they could afford the average price.
Edgar, it strikes me that it's even worse than that, because not only is it a question that people can't afford to buy in our cities,
they can't afford
to rent, because the rent could be more expensive.
Exactly. And this is really the housing crisis is creating, and is also part of multiple issues that we are facing. If it's easier to build and cheaper to build houses out in the commuter belt so that people can afford to go out there, we're left with the unsustainable travel patterns. And of course, the time that people are also wasting in commuting has to be factored in as well. But we're not really tackling the housing crisis fast enough, and it is just as big a crisis as the climate crisis, and we need to build housing units.
Okay, Edgar, there's a very interesting text in from a listener, from Anya, who says, I feel for all those who are on the commuter belt. However, people don't want to live in high-rise accommodation. The only way you can live in the city now is high-rise accommodation. There should be no more houses built in Dublin, just mixed high-rise apartments, 1, 2, 3 and 4 bedroom apartments, but I can guarantee you nobody would buy them, that we're too fond of our houses. Well, I'd give another twist on that, Edgar. I'd say even if people did want to buy them, they'd find themselves beaten by the various investment funds, who then simply would rent out. So anything that is going to be built ends up in rented rather than actually been bought to live in.
That's not a problem, and we see that in other countries. But you need to have enough to go around in the first place, and that's the biggest problem we have. There simply isn't enough housing in the areas where there's demand for it. So as long as you have that situation, prices, whether it's rental or purchase, will be high. So if we want to address the high price, we need to increase the supply. And that also then means that we are actually housing people. And so this is really important. And I think it's quite right to say that people are not opting to go into city centre locations because they don't find them attractive. Well, if they're not attractive, we need to make them attractive. And so our land use planning and what we put into our cities is really, really important. What amenities are there? Is it an attractive place with kids, for example? And this is one of the big choices that people often make. When the children arrive, they want a garden because there aren't enough playgrounds, other facilities that they think they need. That is something we need to do. We need to get our urban spaces right if we want people to live there. And if we're not going to get them right, we're going to end up with this huge commute. And I did publish a report in 2018 where I'm actually projecting an extra 100,000 on top of what we already have commuting into Dublin from outside.
Do we have the public transport or the roads to allow for that?
We have neither. And what that implies is absolute gridlock. The M50 is already at capacity. A number of other roads are already at capacity. It is not sustainable. So we need to change what we're doing. And I'm afraid I'm not really seeing the change both at a local authority level and nationally.
Listener says, we're back to a situation where parents have to get their children up at 6 a.m. to wish them a happy birthday before both parents go to work. Every night when I put my 5-year-old to bed, she says, don't go to Dublin in the night. She says that because I'm never there in the morning when she gets up. And this is a major family issue as well. What are your solutions to this, Edgar?
We absolutely need to build houses in the places where there is demand, and that's in Dublin in particular, but also some of the other cities are seeing the same kind of problems and then long distance commuting in. And we need to invest in the urban realm, into public transport, and that's the only way we're going to solve
this. Okay, Edgar, there's a lot of listeners saying, one says, the biggest problem is there's not enough employment outside of Dublin. Others said, if you put the jobs in places where the houses are, so for example, if you have a major commute town, let's say Navan in County Meath, why not have a service state policy, build advanced factories or something, or tell the Googles or whoever are coming into Dublin, you can only have so much of your operations in Dublin, you must spread the rest of them around the country.
We've tried that, actually, that the advanced factories, that was something we did in the 70s and into the 80s, didn't work. Ultimately, businesses are trying to make a profit, and it seems, and there's overwhelming evidence from around the world, that profits in cities are higher. And so they choose cities, and particularly cities of a particular scale, the larger the better, really, to locate in. And if they can't locate in Dublin, for example, or Cork, Limerick, Galway, I think that's where we could also get more employment, they're simply going to go to another country. So it's not as simple as that. It is true that this mismatch between where we live or want to live and where the jobs are is causing this commuting issue. But you cannot dictate to firms where they're going to locate. They'll simply leave the country.
So that's not the solution. It's not saying you can't tell them to go to Navan or to Tullamore or places like that to make it easier for the people who are living in those areas.
And furthermore, actually, it's quite interesting. If you look at people who are working from home, and this is sometimes proposed as a solution to this, if you look at the increase in people working from home, which you can do using census data, you find that the vast majority actually live in city locations. So even the sort of gig economy, that actually takes place in cities, not in rural areas by and large.
Okay, Edgar Morgenroth from DCU Business School, Professor of Economics, thank you for joining us. We also had Barry MacDonald from Real Estate Alliance, and earlier we heard from our own staff member at CFM, Carrie O'Mahony, talking about her own experience and her own 1.5 hour plus commute into work every morning.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.